Okay, so as you know, Cardi B filed for divorce. She filed for divorce while pregnant. She's filed for divorce before and withdrawn the papers, but this time she is supposedly going through with it. She had a third baby, a daughter, so she has three kids with Offset. She was married to him the entire time that she had her kids, and the first two at least. Well, this all three because she's still legally married. But he was always accused of cheating. So I am on Twitter because someone put together a timeline of all of Offset's cheating scandals. I wonder how long that took. So, first up, we have September of 2017. There is a footage slash a video that came out in 2017 of a naked woman in Offset's hotel. Days after this video came out in September of 2017, another model said that she had sex with Offset. So then in October 2017, Cardi posted on her social media and she said that she is single. In December, Offset, was accused of cheating and his iCloud was hacked. Okay. So it looks like he was accused of cheating, or there was video of him in September 2017, October 2017. Cardi said she's single. 24, Offset said that he was hacked. Okay. Moving right along. Because they worded that kind of weird, right? I did my best with it. Because the way that it's how they put the tweet together, it looks like in December the video of a hoe in September came out. But all I'm gonna say is September there was footage of a naked woman with or in Offset's room. In October, Cardi B said she was single. So I think Offset probably said that he was hacked when the video came out, not in December. But according to the tweet, it says December. Next, we have January 8th, 2018. Offset is accused of cheating on Cardi again, and this time with a sex tape. Cardi seemingly confirmed the accusations. So then in January of 2018, that means he cheated on Cardi three times by January 8, 2018. All right, next up on the tweet list, we have August. August of 2018. Offset is really bad at cheating. Anyway, so August of the same year, Jade and Batty G were attacked at their job as one of them said that she had sex with Offset. Cardi was not physically involved in the altercations, but in June, she asked her in an Atlanta hotel room if he cheated. She asked her. Okay, it doesn't make sense. Offset denied, but was later proven otherwise. Okay, so we got September 2017, January 2018, August 2018. Then we got December 2018. The media was saying that he cheated on Cardi again. And so Cardi was tired of the rumors, and Cardi announced that she split from Offset in December 2018. And Offset apparently was trying to get Cardi back online on social media because, of course. So then, December 16th, 2018, Offset crashed Cardi B's show trying to get her back. He crashed her show on stage while she was performing. I remember that. I can't believe it was 2018. This is sad. It feels like 2 years ago. December 2019, Offset is caught DMing a girl or a hoe. This is December 2019. So he said he DM'd Jade saying that he misses her, and he also referred to sleeping with Jade in 2018. So then Jade immediately posted the messages online and tagged Cardi. I did not know Cardi was terrorized like this. Antagonized like this. I didn't know the Offset's hoes were tagging her in a message that Offset sent them. I didn't know that. That's sad. Like, if you're gonna cheat, please tell your bitches to stay away from me and not to try to taunt me and mock me and shit. So then we got March of 2020. Offset is accused of cheating after struggling to hide his phone before Cardi enters the room. Again, like I said, Offset is not good at cheating. Then we got September 15, 2020, Cardi B files for divorce. So pay attention to this timeline. Everything I'm saying is there's just months, they're months apart. March, April, May, June, July, August. So it looks like 6 month spans. We got cheating. We got saying they're single. We got cheating. We got divorce announcement. Okay. Next up, June 26, 2023. Okay. I think the pandemic really helped him keep his dick in his pants, because how we go from him possibly cheating in March of 2020 to then 2023. Offset is accused of cheating again. So Cardi and Offset, they argue, and he starts posting for the first time, and he blames Cardi for talking to other men. He said, "My wife fucked a nigga on me, gang. Y'all niggas know how I come." Yeah, if she did fuck someone, that's after 5 years of you cheating, allegedly. Next up, we got December 14, 2023. Offset celebrates his birthday party without Cardi. The media quickly notices that Jade, a girl who he said he misses, was at his party. The party was invite only. And so he denies that they were together. This is December 2023. August 1st, 2024, Cardi files for divorce. So then we got September 8th, 2024. Offset goes to New York Fashion Week and with a new girl. He denies that the girl that he's with is his new girlfriend. So, that's what we got. Then, we have Offset and Cardi fighting. So, let's get to this little fight. Well, little as in big, because it's embarrassing, and you can't ever delete this shit. Okay, so Cardi, I watched a social media account that took the clips from Cardi's live about what she said about Offset, and I was planning to read it to y'all, but I'm not going to do that. I read it and then I decided to re-record this. I'm not going to read what Cardi said, but basically what she said is that Offset has been trying to reach her. He's been calling her from private numbers. She says that she's too much of a woman for him. She said repeatedly that she's too good for him. She said that her pussy is better than the other girls because she makes him crash out. She says that he keeps on telling her that he's going to fuck her ops. And she's like, "Go ahead and fuck my ops. Fuck my friends." She says she makes him look good. And she says, "Thank you for the kids." She doesn't regret none of them, but she regrets him. And she didn't even want to put her business on social media because she doesn't want to turn off her next man. But she said she's ready to go, quote, round for round with him. And she said that she told him to leave her the fuck alone. And then, ouch. Woo. Cardi says, "I just need a man that's better than you. You can't move on." And so Offset has been accusing Cardi of having sex while she's pregnant, and Cardi tweeted that she did. She didn't say she did have sex, but she said something like, "I did," in all caps. And then Offset told her, "Everyone can see," he put on Twitter, "Everyone can see I don't want you. You my baby mama. I won." So, if you think that these two are done fighting, if you think that we are not going to be subjected to more from Cardi B and Offset, like, they're probably just getting started. And I do understand why people take this shit to social media and make it public. I understand it. It's like, fucking, let me just let everybody know what you about. I get it, but you're gonna regret it. Like, you don't need the world in your business like this. And with Offset and Cardi basically got pregnant immediately. What were they together for, 6, 8 months before she got pregnant? Then they were married before Culture came, and she started real fast with Offset. And when people start off that fast, it's because it's all lust. That physical chemistry, it's a mind fuck, and it makes people do really stupid things and make very bad decisions. So I understand Cardi wanted this sexy, lustful relationship slash marriage with Offset. And she tried. She had his back. Allegation after allegation, accusation after accusation, confirmation after confirmation. She wasn't going anywhere. She was trying to be with him. I can see Cardi being passed around in the industry. I know that's wrong to say, but I could see her being passed around, sleeping around, being with a lot of men. I could see this woman having three more kids by two different men. Like, I think Cardi needs to really figure out who she's choosing and why she's choosing, because she has little newborn baby. Like, now is not the time to be running random men through your home. And I'm not saying she is or she plans to, but whether you're Cardi or not, like, handle business, protect your kids from the randoms that you want to spread your legs for, because your kids did not ask to be here. And how tragic is it for every single person who's abused by their parents' partner? Like, you don't got to be putting your kids up in everybody's face like that. Sometimes you could just focus on them by your goddamn self. So, Cardi B and Offset, they probably are not done taking their shit to social media. And I also could see Cardi calling off the divorce. I could see her calling off the divorce or getting divorced and still fucking him and reconciling. Like, I don't trust Cardi's decisions just because she got pregnant within 2 seconds. When she met Offset, I need to see her make good decisions before I could trust her judgment. Offset, he's like every other man who knows that he wants multiple bitches but will go ahead and get tied down to one. So I'm not gonna attack Offset at all. Like, this is so common. Somebody who knows they ain't shit, who knows they're not gonna be monogamous, exchanging vows, saying they're going to be monogamous, but still wanting to live like a bachelor, or still wanting to have sex on the side when they feel like it. They don't got to be famous. They don't got to be Offset. This is just a common thing. So men like him, not only do they need therapy, not only do we need these hoes to stop throwing themselves at them, especially when we know they're married, they need therapy, and or they need to be honest with themselves and hold off on marriage until they're ready to be monogamous, or until they're ready to be in an open relationship. And a lot of men have an issue with an open relationship being two-sided. So these men out there, like Offset, they act like they're in an open relationship. They tell their dick they're in an open relationship. They may tell their hoes they're in an open relationship, but they don't tell their partner. So it's like Offset needs to decide, does he want an open relationship or does he want to be single? Or does he want to be truthful and tell a bitch, look, I'm gonna sleep with whoever I want on the side, just letting you know, but you better not. You better not, because I'm gonna dump you. Or just wait and hold off until you're ready to be monogamous. Wait and hold off for your next marriage. But what we don't see in these situations is men like Offset. Again, this has nothing to do with fame. We don't see men like Offset being single. We don't see them being honest with their partners. We don't see them being single. They like to get their dick sucked as often as possible by as many people as possible. So men like Offset remarry, rinse and repeat. So I could see both Cardi B and Offset getting married within the next 3 to 4 years. Consider my wig not snatched. I will put it that way. I don't know what's gonna happen, nor do I care. But we see people repeat the same patterns just because they're with somebody different. They think it's a blank canvas, a clean slate, but it's not. If they're bringing the same drama, the same issues, the same damage into their relationship and attracting someone who will make their worst fears a self-fulfilling prophecy, who should really just take a break and consider taking a very long break from marriage, but possibly just dating or being exclusive. But we see people like Cardi B and Offset get married within a few years. So I won't be surprised. And I feel sorry for Cardi. Because I feel sorry for anyone who has kids with somebody and they gotta go through a breakup. She finna see Offset with so many hoes, so many bitches in her face and on the blogs. And she just pushed a baby out of her third baby out of her vagina. I don't need you in my face. If you play in my face, I don't need you in my face. So when I say I feel sorry for Cardi, I feel sorry for every single woman. I don't give a shit about men. Every single woman who has to have someone they were madly in love with who hurt them. They got to have that person in their face every single week because of custody. Listen. Have fun with that. Okay? Have fun with that. What do I love the most about not being out here with baby daddies? What I love the most is I don't gotta know shit about what they got going on. Or let me rephrase that. I'm not forced to know shit about what they have going on. Me tell you, I wouldn't trade that emotional. And I wouldn't change the emotion. I wouldn't change that for shit. Being able to have somebody out of my face that I want out of my face, being able to keep that person out of my face. I do not envy all you hoes who have some shitty baby or have a baby with somebody who hurt you, and you have to be reminded of that hurt every single time. Y'all's kids. Have your little custody visits. Have fun with that, y'all. That should be a really good form of birth control for a lot of y'all, but it's not. Knowing that you have to see the person who hurt you for decades, that should make you want to not have a baby with someone who hasn't been good to you, someone who's shitty to you. But it doesn't. So enjoy the awkwardness. Enjoy seeing your ex with their new bitches, their new hoes. Enjoy all the stories that your kids tell you about your ex's girlfriends. Have fun with that. All right. Talk to you guys later.